Latitude was easy, longitude was hard. Many thought the answer was written in the stars. Reckoning can make you dead, it can only go so far. In guessing on the open sea, just exactly where you are. 20,000 pounds were offered to the one who could end the wayward passages of mariners on the ocean. Sir Isaac and his merry band of astronomic minds lost the prize to a carpenter who knew how to measure time. On the rocks at Scilly, four British ships went down. The admiral thought they were farther west, more than 1,000 men did drown. It took an act of parliament to find a solution, and to test it on a westward ship over temperature and in motion. 20,000 pounds were offered to the one who could end the wayward passages of mariners on the ocean. Sir Isaac and his merry band of astronomic minds lost the prize to a carpenter who knew how to measure time.
Mr. Harrison, do you have any formal astronomical training?
No, sir.
Mr. Harrison, is this your idea of a scientific observation?
Defying all the skeptics by measuring concisely, the chronometer with wooden gears counted time precisely. The greatest minds kept plotting the stars up in the sky, but the clockmaker from Hull is the one who won the prize. 20,000 pounds were offered to the one who could end the wayward passages of mariners on the ocean. Sir Isaac and his merry band of astronomic minds lost the prize to a carpenter who knew how to measure.